coming up.
They feel like they are right there at the finish line, but authorities have not taken those final steps to, you know, indict, arrest, charge that person with the murder of Dee Warner.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime.
Sheriff's deputies are trying to find a missing Tecumseh mother. 52-year-old Deanne Warner has not been seen for more than 2 weeks.
Dee Warner disappeared from a small town in Lenawee County, Michigan, shortly before Mother's Day in 2021.
Obviously, as time goes on, we are more and more concerned about her safety as obviously Mother's Day passed and she was not around and didn't make contact with anybody.
The mother of five has now been missing for over a year, but her case has never left the public eye, and her community continues to demand justice.
Lenawee County Sheriff Troy Bevere says he hears the rally call for justice for Dee. He feels the time is right to hand the case over to the state so it can use its resources to lead the investigation into her disappearance. And with this announcement comes renewed hope from people who know and love Dee and those who have just heard her story.
Chase Bachman joins us from local news station WTOL in Toledo, Ohio, where he's been covering the disappearance of Dee Warner, who's now been missing for over 15 months. Chase, tell us a little bit about Dee Warner. What have you heard about her in talking with family and friends?
Well, Reed, thank you for having me on, first off. And secondly, what we understand about Dee Warner is that she was someone who was very involved in her community in the Lenawee County Fair, at the 4-H, which is a young kids organization. She was very involved in her family and just someone who had a lot of friends, very well beloved by the community there in Michigan.
And the part of Michigan that Dee Warner is from is not too far north of where your station is at in Toledo, Ohio. Tell us about that part of Michigan.
Yeah, she's lived in a place called Franklin Township, which is near Tipton, Michigan. It's a very small unincorporated community that's about an hour northwest of Toledo, about 45 minutes southwest of Ann Arbor. So a pretty rural area in Michigan.
So it was in April of 2021 that Dee Warner was seen for the last time. Take us through the day she went missing.
So what we understand from the Lenawee County Sheriff's Office is that Dee and her husband Dale Warner were talking April 25th, and later that night at some point, or early in the morning of April 25th, she went missing, and the Lenawee County Sheriff's Office to this point has not shared any details as to how they believe she went missing, and that's sort of the, you know, tricky part of this investigation is that there have been no signs as to what happened to Dee. She simply disappeared.
So we don't have, from investigators, any insight into what was actually going on in the home that night, or if she left the home at some point that night, any information like that?
Police have not given any information as to what happened in the home that night. We've talked to family members, community members who have kind of given us little pieces as to what they believe happened in the home that night. We've talked with private investigator Billy Little, who has given us a picture of what he believes happened. But as far as police have said, they have not confirmed anything as far as what happened the night Dee went missing.
Talk a little bit about what the investigation looked like after that night as weeks started to go by without any sign of Dee Warner.
Well, we understand that family and friends, community members were scanning the area. It's a lot of fields, a lot of agricultural space out there, just looking for any sort of sign of Dee or even remains of Dee, trying to find her body. And of course, through the spring and summer, there's really no luck, no clues, nothing that would seem to indicate that her body is around.
You've been in contact with Dee Warner's family. From the start, they've been clear that they believe something happened. They've never entertained the suggestion that Dee might have left on her own. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I think at some point in the fall of last year, Dee's brother Greg Hardy put up a reward of $50,000 in the hopes to find Dee's remains. And I think that at that point they were kind of willing to come to terms with the possibility that Dee was no longer alive. And I think they were just hoping to get some sort of closure in the form of finding her remains at the very least, and at the best hoping to get a warrant for somebody's arrest and conviction for her death.
There were searches throughout the spring and summer of 2021, but no evidence turned up. Then in the fall of 2021, there was a search of the Warners' property that got a lot of attention.
Locally now, the search resumed today for a missing southeastern Michigan woman. 52-year-old Dee Warner was last seen in April of this year. Federal agents and state police were back at her Lenawee County home looking for any kind of clues. The
sheriff's office. Do we know what that search turned up, if anything?
Well, I understand that at some point police searched the Warner's home and confiscated laptops, computers, cell phones to try to get some information. But again, the details are very sparse. We don't understand what they were looking for, what they were hoping to get, and if they uncovered anything that kind of got them closer to the location of Dee or her remains, or finding anyone they believe could be involved with her disappearance. So it's been a very frustrating case for us as reporters to cover, and it's certainly been frustrating for the community because they feel like they want more results in this investigation, and to this date, they haven't.
Talking about that frustration in the community, this is not a case that ever seems to have left the public eye. My impression is that that's a result of Dee Warner's family, particularly her children, not letting this case slip under the radar. Talk about their efforts as we get into the winter of 2021.
Yes, Dee's family has been very committed to keeping this case alive and trying to find closure for the family. Dee had five children who are all, ranging in age. Four of them are adults. One is still a young child. And they all just want to find closure for their mother. They've been, like I said, keeping the case alive on social media. They've created a Justice for Dee Facebook page that has several thousand followers from all over the world, I'm told. They've created the $50,000 reward for information leading to Dee's remains or Dee safely. They've created a task force with local authorities to, dedicated to trying to find Dee. So they've been working very hard the last year and a half to try to locate Dee and just try to get some closure for this family, as I said.
It's important that we keep her name out in the public. It keeps pressure on authorities to never let the case go cold. And we're confident we're never going to let the case go cold ourselves.
It has been more than a year since Dee Warner was last seen. And now a private investigator hired by Warner's family says he has new evidence and believes an arrest will happen soon.
You also mentioned that the family did end up hiring a private investigator. This past May, that private investigator shared some findings with the public. What evidence did he lay out at that point?
Yes, so back in May, Billy Little was a private investigator hired in March of this year. In May, he released his findings on a YouTube channel in which he laid out almost entirely circumstantial evidence that would point to one suspect in particular, and we won't name that person, but basically laying out the case that this person, through a forged power of attorney, transferred the assets of Dee's trucking company, DDW Investments, into a new company called DDW Transportation. And through that move, managed to gain control, 100% control of Dee's company. So it involves embezzlement, tax invasion, many, many dollars stolen from Dee. And they believe that this person that did this is also the person who committed the act of murder.
It's competent, real evidence, and the accumulation of circumstantial evidence in this case leads us to only one conclusion.
That's investigative attorney Billy Little, presenting the evidence he's gathered in Dee Warner's disappearance. Since he volunteered to help the family pro bono in March, he says he's collected some 200 hours of interviews talking to witnesses and checking testimonies, and finally presented his information to the Lenawee County Sheriff's Office Friday.
And so the family has waited long enough. It's been over a year now. There's more than enough evidence to get a warrant. I believe, in addition to the stuff that I presented, there's more evidence. There's more than enough to get a conviction in this case.
When Dee Warner went missing in April of 2021, it was just a couple weeks before Mother's Day. You spoke to her family just this past April, and they said at that point, their hope was to see this at a close before Mother's Day of 2022.
Hopefully before Mother's Day, I would like to see this at a close so that we can get some closure and start the healing process.
Now, that is yet to happen, but what is seeing this at a close mean for this family? Does that mean an arrest?
Yes, you know, I talked with the family on August 1st at a rally they were holding to maintain awareness for the case, and they spoke about that frustration they had with the case. They were hoping that there would be a charge leveled against the person they believe is responsible by Mother's Day. And in speaking with Billy Little, the private investigator, he has said it is very frustrating to lay out all of this evidence and feel like you have a open and shut case against someone and charges still have not been leveled. And they feel like they are right there at the finish line, but authorities have not taken those final steps to, you know, indict, arrest, charge that person with the murder of Dee Warner.
And again, as you laid out, it's not just family members pushing for answers. There's this whole group of supporters. There's a movement behind them.
Yeah, there's a large Facebook following. I spoke with one of the administrators of the Facebook page. She said that they have followers in Europe, in Australia, I believe, all over the world, who are fascinated by this case. And, you know, they've seen, you know, cases like this with people missing. And I think the thing that makes it so unique is the fact that there haven't been a suspect publicly named. There hasn't been an arrest. It just seems to have gone cold. But I think in that community's mind, there is a prime suspect who has not faced justice.
Catherine Adams with the Justice for Dee Group says she isn't sure when police might make an arrest. But even more than a year after Warner's disappearance, she isn't letting the momentum stop.
That's definitely up to law enforcement. I feel like it's pretty cut and dry. I'm not a lawyer or in law enforcement. You know, I'm just a girl trying to create awareness so that we can find her and give her family closure.
Talking about the law enforcement investigation into this case, it sounds like the frustrating thing for all the people who are demanding answers is just not knowing where that investigation is at. Now, there was some news recently. You reported that this case is now in the hands of Michigan State Police. Why is that significant?
Well, for a long time, this case was headed up by the Lenawee County Sheriff's Office for the entirety of the investigation for almost a year and a half now. And I think as time has dragged on, the community has been frustrated that there was no results, no evidence of Dee's remains, no charges leveled against who they believe is the suspect. And I think they're just hoping that somebody makes some sort of decision about something. And I feel that they think this case has dragged on long enough. And finally, Lenawee County Sheriff made the decision, or made the request rather, to give this investigation to the Michigan State Police.
I believe in doing the right thing for the right reasons at the right time. And I think that this was the right time. I think that making sure that We want justice for Dee. We want this to be solved. We want answers, and we want accountability.
Who have many more resources, many more people, and can put many more hours into solving this case. And I think the community's hope is that Michigan State Police will do what they were frustrated that Lenawee County Sheriffs did not, and that is arrest the person they believe is behind Dee's disappearance.
We'll continue to keep an eye on your reporting as this moves forward. Chase Bachman with WTOL in Toledo, thanks for sharing this story.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. We're right here with a new one every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So make sure you're subscribed to or following The Daily Crime wherever it is you happen to be listening right now. If you're looking for something else to listen to, I encourage you to check out Vault Studios' newest podcast, Intent, the Tex MacIver Case, that's available now. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.